The final score from Hanerfield House, Georgia Southern falling to the South Alabama Jaguars, 79-69. It was a 19-9 Jaguar run, the final 7:35. Now joined by head coach Mark Byington on the Ford locker room wrap-up. You guys were 11 of 23 from three at one point. You go one of your last 12. But what would you speak to the quality of those shots down the stretch?
Well, there was some of them that were just rushed, that we didn't need. But there was also some that we had some good looks. I think when we were down there, it was either 9 or 10 points, and we cut the lead to 5.
Yeah.
And then we got a really good look right there to cut the game to 2. And the ball went halfway down and rimmed out. It's a frustrating loss. The frustrating part of it is not that we lost to South Alabama. I mean, they're a good team. The frustrating thing is a lot of our downfall is a lot of self-inflicted things right now that we're keeping ourselves from growing and keeping ourselves. So the only thing you can do sometimes is go through these things and then you get back and you fix them. It's a long season, and sometimes you go through and you fix a couple problems here and there, and then some new ones arise. The biggest thing this game was just the turnovers. We got rushed, we got sped up, we couldn't never have a calming influence on the floor. And we even started the second half. I thought the first half we did a pretty good job of. In the second half, we just lost our focus there. And to come back, I mean, I know we were down a lot in the first half, and to come back, get that game tied at halftime, and then kind of the battle through the second half, and still, we did some good things to be able to get ourselves in that situation. But for us to grow, we just got to start learning from our mistakes. And, we made a ton of them tonight. We made too many of them to beat a good team.
You erased a 13-point deficit in 4 minutes. It was a tie game, 41-41 at halftime. As we mentioned, it was a tie game with 7.5 to play. But at what point, in regards to not being able to take good enough care of the basketball, did you feel that have that negative impact on the second half?
Yeah, so, similar to when we played down at South Alabama, we turned the ball over, but it was in different ways. And last time down there, we turned it over against our press.
Yeah.
And we did a good job against their press tonight. We never turned it over. We got into our offense pretty quick. But, it was a big emphasis, and I wish we had one more day to get ready for them. But a big emphasis going in this game was just make easy plays. When a guy's open, hit them. You don't have to make the hero pass, the home run pass. And, we try to do the best we could to try to, get that through our guys. And when we did it, everything was well. But then there was times, too, where we just tried to make the really high risk play and just making, sometimes simple basketball is the best basketball. What we can do now is we got to go back on the film and watch it, and we got to stay positive. We got to stay together. This league's crazy. There's teams, knocking each other off right and left. So unfortunately it was us tonight. It's a hard loss because I thought we would play better. And so I was a little surprised by some of the mistakes we made.
You mentioned this being a crazy league this year and teams getting knocked off. Georgia State lost its first home game all year. Troy beat them after being down by 7 with 4.5 to play. Depending on what Arkansas State does, you could still be in third place going into a road trip next weekend. I know ULM has struggled. They lost J.D. Williams for the year. The Raging Cajuns are getting healthier, getting some guys back. But what will be the primary focus with the time that you have before the team has to fly out on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's focused on us. And, we can't control what happens in the standings and leagues. And it's too early to look at that stuff. You'll wear yourself out if you're looking if we're in second or third or fourth or whatever. I mean, we're in the top half of the league. There's a lot of games out there still to go. We got 8 more league games. But we got to look at ourselves and just get better and not make some of these mistakes. I got some guys in there that are real frustrated because they know they're capable of more. And I told everybody, we all got to own it. Myself, them, everybody else, own the mistakes, learn from them, and let's keep getting better because there's still a lot of basketball out there, a long way to go. We got to keep moving and got to stay positive. That's the thing. We got the guys who really, really want to win. So I just don't want them to get down on themselves because, college basketball is hard and the other team is – preseason number one, they got good players and they came out and they outplayed us today, so we got to figure it out.
You know, I know you offered some comments on the passing of Chester Webb earlier this week, but knowing that Eagle Nation lost a guy who's the program's all-time leading scorer and rebounder, what kind of impact do you think someone like that still has on the program and where you've been able to build it to?
Well, he's a legendary guy for Georgia Southern basketball, and you know he's done great things since he left here. And I learned about him right away when I first got here because I studied the history of the program and especially the guys' names that were hanging up in the rafters.
Yeah.
And just an unbelievable career. And you know, it's a sad day. I know he's probably looking down on us right now, telling us not to turn the ball over. And it's a sad day. I feel our prayers go to the family. And we lost a great one.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll see you Monday night.
Okay, thank you.